Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level. But beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high-quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Now, today's cattle futures was a wild ride and finished lower. Live cattle in April were down 15 cents, and their last trade was 110.15. June's were down 70 cents at 103.95. The August down 60 cents, 104.35. But we had a really volatile day. The market started off really strong this morning, right out of the gate, and sold off pretty quickly. We were about $2.50 off the highs in the live cattle. And then the feeder cattle were down 22 in March, and March was the strongest month. April's down $1.15 at 133.90. May's down $1.87 at 134.10. Very similar to the live cattle. The feeder cattle started off really strong, got really weak at the close today. And then August were down $2 at 141.72, and they were over $4 off their high. So big time trading range there for the feeder cattle. Hogs today were 70 to 90 higher here. April's were 77 higher, December 90 higher, and I guess July's are up $1.42 at 79.40. So really volatile action there. Box beef at midday did hang in there, up $1.25 on choice. Select was up 207. Packer margins are still profitable, about $91 a head on beef and about $26 a head on pork.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2020 bull sale, Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 85 spring 2018 and spring 2019 bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
The grain futures today were actually kind of strong here despite all the weakness in outside markets. Corn finished up anywhere from 3 to 6 cents, with March, the front end of the contract, being the strongest, up 6 and a quarter at 381. Beans were up 2 to 3.5. Chicago wheat up 3 to 4. Kansas City up 1 to 2. So somewhat of a reversal here, with Chicago being the strongest and Kansas City being a little less strong. Cotton today was less fortunate. December cotton down 47 at 63.83. But generally, given the outside markets and outside factors we've seen today, the grains really held together pretty strong. This morning, they announced an emergency Fed rate cut of 50 basis points. That's a really big cut there for the interest rate. Puts the target rate from 1 to 1.25, and that's the lowest in a few years that we have seen. You know, it was 0% for a long time. And the big last big rate cuts were back in 2008 in the financial crisis. So the Federal Reserve is really stepping up here to try to contain this possible problem with the coronavirus slowing down the global economy. So that's the main news today, was the fact that they did that, and that helped lift the grains. I guess the cattle were a little less fortunate.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.